days? Say, was she singing Ivory's praise?
How soft these ivory suds feel. Oh, how grand my hands look. Got my wish.
Took just 12 days, I told you so. Why, Ivory's swell for hand and dish.
So Ivory Soap set things to rights. Now hubby reads the paper nights, while wifey does the dishes gaily for just about a penny daily. Ivory, 12 days, hands look nifty. Get 3 large-size cakes, that's thrifty.
This program came to you from Chicago and New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade. Written by Paul Reimer. Yes, it's time again for Vic and Sade, brought to you by Procter & Gamble, the makers of pure all-vegetable Crisco. But before we hear what's going on at the Gook home, let's drop in at the famous Crisco kitchen and see what Ed Roberts is up to today.
Well, you know, friends, I kind of thought I'd make a bargain with the folks here in the Crisco kitchen this morning. Yep, I told him if they made me some fried chicken, I'd wash all the dishes. But from the hungry looks around here since that chicken started frying, frankly, I don't know how much of it I'm going to get. Boy, listen to that chicken sizzle, will you? It's right here in front of me. Gosh, those wings are getting crisp and brown already. Oh, you just ought to see them. I can almost taste them now. Have you found out how Crisco brings out the full, rich flavor of fried food? Now, that's because Crisco is pure and all vegetable, you know. Of course, maybe you've wondered whether fried foods are digestible or not. Well, believe me, folks, Crisco fried foods certainly are. You betcha. That means a lot when you're cooking for your family. As a matter of fact, Crisco itself is digestible. Well, shucks, I'll tell you what you do. Ask your doctor about that. See if he doesn't agree. Yep, with Crisco, there's one thing you can depend on. And that's light, crisp fried foods even the kids can digest. That's mighty reassuring, especially when you think how thrifty Crisco is. Why, you know what they just told me here in the kitchen? Well, sir, they said it's surprising how often you can fry with the same Crisco. Many, many more times than you can old-fashioned frying fat. By golly, that's something to remember in these times when you want your shortening to go just as far as possible. Oh, and friends, by the way, if you have any trouble getting Crisco at your store, well, you want to remember that war conditions make it pretty difficult keeping all stores supplied with Crisco all the time. So if your dealer happens to be out, be patient. He'll have more Crisco soon. And now back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mrs. Victor Gook. Mr. Victor Gook prepared upstairs to his bedroom a few minutes ago to change into a fresh shirt. He's just now returning. Listen.
Whatever become of my blue knitted necktie?
Gee, I don't know.
Not on my rack.
Well, your neckties aren't in my department, Dick. It's up to you to keep track of them yourself.
Ike and Ida Kneesuffer give me that tie for Christmas. It's a darn good one. Must have cost $3 or $4.
Well, maybe it'll show up when I'm dusting tomorrow.
Where's Chuck and Daddy?
Out in the kitchen doing the supper dishes.
Oh?
They insisted and ordered me to come in here and rest.
Nice of them.
It was nice of them.
Well, I'm not being sarcastic, kiddo.
Oh, I know you're not. Your shirt looks nice.
Thanks.
I think a white shirt dresses a man up even if his other clothes is tacky.
What time you expect Fred and Lucy?
Oh, any time. 7:30, 7:15. Any place kind of halfway and around through there.
How are we going to work the cards? Only 4 can play 500. Do you suppose that you're going to...
They have such fun.
Yeah.
Well, I do.
Well, get that chip off your shoulder, Dr. Sleet. I'm not being sarcastic.
No.
That's not my elbow.
Not my mother's cut glass gravy bowl.
Oh?
Oh, well, that's what I get for using it. I ought to have had more sense.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the 19th wonder the world never got smashed years ago. Oh, my goodness. Well, you kids be careful after this. Dottie, stop bumping his elbow. It was sweet of him to offer to do the supper dishes. And insist I come in here and rest and not lift my little finger.
Uh-huh.
It's awful sweet.
Yeah. What are we going to do about cards when Fred and Ruthie get here?
Cut in and out.
Won't be awkward, won't it? Only 4 can play at a time. Leaves 2 guys to twiddle their thumbs.
Well, play something else besides 500. Rummy.
Oh, six people in a rummy game, each getting dealt seven cards, makes 42 cards distributed. Only leaves 10 in the pack. So I'm afraid it would be a clumsy, unwieldy setup.
How about that game on... Why did you almost jump out of your chair just then?
Why did you?
Well, I do kind of have to brace myself when Chuck and Dottie laugh like that. I guess the noise gives me a shock or something. Isn't that the way it is with you?
Oh, I don't mind.
You do, too.
No.
When Chuck and Dottie scream and holler, you tighten up all over and grit your teeth.
Gee, I don't realize I'm doing it.
It's nice of you, Vic.
Nice of me?
To be so forbearing with my friends.
Oh, now, dear, what are you talking about?
No, but it is. You've been just as sweet and patient as you can be. Oh. Stop it. Stop it. For goodness sake, stop it.
Hey, here, kiddo.
I've been listening to it all day long.
No, but you're the guy
that's... listening to it all day long. You haven't.
Is it all right with you if I break things off, please?
Oh!
About spending the evening with Fred and Ruthie tonight and playing the card game suitable for six people. My fault.
Oh.
Oh, I made him hop around on that side.
Oh, you did.
I started to say, I thought we might try Uncle Fletcher's card game or the
hall. Their furniture ought to be here by tomorrow, the next day.
Yeah.
Maybe the day after that. Surely won't require a whole week.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I could stand a whole week.
Oh.
See, with both of them in the house all day and every day, laughing and yelling and carrying on, a person's nerves get to
her.
Going to chase her around the house? No. No, I guess he's chasing up Virginia toward Kelsey's cheek.
What'll Mr. and Mrs. Carl, Mr. and Mrs. Donahue think?
Oh, I don't imagine they'll think anything.
Vic, I know they'll be different when they're moved in next door and get settled.
Sure.
See, they're kind of halfway showing off in front of us now. On their company manners.
Yeah.
Chuck's not the rowdy, loudmouth clown he makes himself out to be.
Mm.
They'll be dandy neighbors once they're established.
Sure.
And there won't be any constant running back and forth all day either.
Uh-huh.
Dottie and I talked about that. Dottie's got common sense, even if she does behave like a nitwit sometimes.
Yes. Say, about tonight, though, when Fred and Ruthie come,
I'm apprehensive about tonight, too.
Apprehensive about tonight?
There's a feeling between Ruthie and Dottie.
Oh?
They both of them seem to think the other one's out to take pics.
Huh.
Neither one of them actually is, but they're, oh, suspicious, I guess you'd call it.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's uncomfortable.
Say, I guess Chuck must have chased Dottie clear up.
And then there's Chuck and Fred.
They haven't met each other, have they?
No, and that's what I'm apprehensive about.
Why?
Fred's not going to stand for Chuck's big talk. Why, I bet he's not here 5 minutes before Chuck made him mad as a wet hen. Fred's not the kind of a man that can stand people slapping him on the back and screaming loud silly jokes and bragging and blowing.
Telephone's ringing. Telephone's ringing. Very likely Bluetooth Johnson.
I hope it's Fred and Ruthie saying they're not coming.
Oh, now, kiddo, don't...
Hello? Oh, yes, Miss Donahue.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Well, it's just... Yes. No, not at all. Well, it's just... Oh, really? Why, I bet you were. No, it's just my company, Mr. and Mrs. Brain People. Yeah, such a jolly couple. Uh-huh. Well, I'm sorry if you were alarmed, Miss Donahue. Oh, sure. You bet. Goodbye, Miss Donahue.
Come on, Donahue, get the impression.
Somebody chasing somebody and couldn't make out who was who. Wonder what she thinks about Chuck and Dottie moving in next door.
Oh, I don't imagine.
Oh, I'm sure they'll settle down.
Oh, of course.
They're bound to settle down.
Yeah.
They've got to settle down. Gollies, I wish their furniture would get here. I don't think I can stand much more. Huh?
Our chums, I think. But by George, he must have chased her clean around the box. They're coming back from the opposite direction.
What time is it?
Oh, a little after 7, I guess.
Well, his friend Ruthie weren't coming. Why must he laugh?
Oh, high spirited kid that way.
Oh, where are you coming from, Captain?
We're about to live.
Well, did you tell him really run around the block?
Yes, sir, sir.
My life.
Oh, you ought to take such violent exercise, Dottie. A girl of your weight and build, they say, should be coming.
Now, what are you sitting there like a lump of lead for, Dick?
Oh, just taking it easy. I always feel kind of quiet after me. Maybe I'm getting to be an old man.
Dottie, you remember that old man in Des Moines, Iowa, that tried to switch hats with me in the rack?
Yes, tell about that.
Okay.
This is funny, Kendall. Uh-huh. Tell about it, Chuck.
Well, this old Duke was sitting there in this restaurant. I noticed he saw me hang my hat on the hook. Well, pretty quick, he got up and moseyed over, and I said...
Yeah, I tell what you said.
I said, look, Duke, I said, that happens to be my hat.
Chuck, be quiet.
What'd you say, Sadie?
I say be quiet.
Look here, Sadie, are you telling me
I'm telling you, be quiet. Be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. For goodness sake, be quiet.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.
Hi there. We're out in the Crisco kitchen again, folks. This is Ed Robertson. Oh, believe me, the smell of that chicken sizzling away there in the skillet, Kitty. Oh, mighty hard for me to resist. Have you ever noticed how your own family kind of gravitates towards the kitchen when there's something good to eat sizzling away in the frying pan? Well, there's just something about those crisp, golden brown Crisco fried foods that make them a family favorite. Maybe it's because Crisco is pure and all vegetable. It has no strong odor or taste to cover up the good, natural flavor of food you fry. You'd be surprised how much better those crisp, golden brown Crisco fried foods taste. And then, of course, you want to remember, the whole family can enjoy Crisco fried foods. They're easy to digest, even for the youngsters. Well, Crisco itself is digestible. Did you know that? Well, you just ask your doctor sometime. See if he doesn't agree. Yep, you can always depend on Crisco for fried foods that are crisp and light and easy to digest. Try Crisco, won't you? This is Ed Roberts signing off from the Crisco kitchen.
And so we leave Vic and Sade until the next time. Don't forget to listen.
This program came to you from Chicago. This is the National Broadcasting Company.